Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are wrapping up the month of August. We are down to just a few days left at the end of the calendar month. And one of the next few days, I'm going to spend talking about some of the things that are happening in the ministry. Probably do that on the 31st. I like to do that for our partners, just to give them an update on what's going on. And I also like to do that so that my CDs that I send out for partners, some of our partners still receive our DDP on CD, and I can't get 31 DDPs on two CDs. I've tried. I can get 30, 15 on disc, but I can't get 31. So I have to leave a day off. And so I don't want to leave off a day of teaching, so I leave off a day of announcing. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way that it is. I'll do that on the 31st, which means for the next few days, I'm just going to give you some random stuff. I don't want to start a new topic because I do these in blocks, and so we'll go into something in the month of September. So I'm just going to speak about some stuff that's on my heart. I've always got 10 or 15 minutes worth of stuff to talk about in regards to God's grace. So with your permission, I'm going to do that for the next few days. One of the things that has been really on my heart, if you've followed our ministry, you know this, is my recent overwhelming obsession with the book of Hebrews. I say overwhelming, and I mean that, you know, jokingly. It's in a good way, I guess. But every time I turn around, I find myself back in that book, just exploring its truths and its themes. And one of the things that struck me in study recently is that the book of Hebrews, this first part I knew. Okay, I want to tell you what I knew, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm learning. The first part is that the book of Hebrews is really a book about the superiority of Jesus to everything. He's superior to Moses. He's superior to angels. He's superior to the priesthood. He's superior to the tabernacle. He's superior to the law. He's superior to the Aaronic priesthood. And all of those things are broken down chapter by chapter. It opens with him being better than angels and then him being better than Moses and on and on and on. That I knew. And I watched the progression through the book of Hebrews as he gets better and better and better and better. And it's not that he's getting better, it's that the author is presenting him as greater than everything else. And then this last part has just been something that's been more revealed as I study the scriptures, and that is that one of the things that the author of Hebrews talks about in the 10th chapter is that we have been given the promise of a better country. And when I take that thought and I put the title Hebrews at the top of it, I realize the author has been talking to a Jewish audience about the superiority of the new covenant. He says it's a better covenant built upon better promises. But he goes so far as to say a better country than the one you've been living in, which means all of the haggling that we're doing geopolitically about the land of Israel, about it being God's chosen piece of real estate, is really old covenant thinking. Because the book of Hebrews, every New Testament believer would say, Jesus is better than an angel. Jesus is better than Aaron. Jesus is better than Moses. Jesus is better than the old covenant. Jesus is better than the temple. Jesus is better than the sacrifice. Jesus is better than the land of Israel. That last part, Jesus is better than the land of Israel, that'd be a stretch for some Christians. They know he is, but they don't think in those terms. Like, well, God's still going to give them their own land. He did. He did give them their own land. And the land is named Jesus. Jesus is better than a natural possession because he's a supernatural possession. When we can get that, we will stop this geopolitical haggling, side-picking. Your side is on the side of Christ, not on the side of a country. It's on the side of Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.